the next thing for the next week or two. Forget about exclamation marks.
Exclamation marks give me a headache.
Okay, we are on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the two dots, Yibayilohu. That's what we're up to. Yibayilohu. On Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, halfway down the page. I can't say it's exactly half. It's in the halfway neighborhood. Smack in the middle. Yibayilohu. Mi ba'inan agav elai. Do you have to say the word agav or not? Meaning, do you have to say Bikaina the Karka and Bikaina the Metaltlin Agav? Or you just say Bikaina the Karka and Bikaina Metaltlin? That's the question. Rashi? Agav? I hear myself. Oh. Shiyai Malai, he should say Shiyai Malai, Kni Karka, or Kni Metaltlin Agabo. You have to say Bikain of the Karka and Bikain of the Metaltlin along with it. You have to say those words along with it. Tashma. Isur Shari Asid Lamud Vitmeister Rishon that I am going to separate. Nasal Yeshua Umakai my Miskula. And the place is rented to him. Right? I skipped. Tashma. The Tani Kalhani like Tani Agav. We had all these cases of Imai Meyatzain, the Imai, right? He didn't say Agav, he just said, be kind of the land, with it, Meyatzain. He didn't say Agav, he didn't say she be kind of Agav, he just said, be kind of with it. The Tamer, Snimiktani, did he say to him, be kind of the 100 sheep? He said, be kind of the land, within 100 sheep. And everybody knows that you have to say the word be kind of. Ella Adamar Kni. Teretz is, we don't have the whole wording of what the person said. He did say Kni. Hachanami Adamar Agav. Adamar Agav. Like the Gemara, the Hilchasa, Tziburim Loibinan, the original Shaila that we had.
So you do have to say it, or he did say it?
We don't know. We don't know because the fact that it's left out, other things that are definitely necessary are left out. So obviously we're not quoting him verbatim. So we're just saying a general story. So therefore you can't prove anything from there. Zakti Gemar, but we're going to pask him. The Hilchos Tziburim Leibinan, you don't need the item to be on that piece of land, as we proved yesterday. Agavukni Beinan. But you do have to say, acquire this along with the land. Agav the land. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
Specify exactly what you're doing. I've got all the specific things you're acquiring.
I lost you on that. You have to know what you're giving him. You're selling him, right? Let's say you're selling him a piece of land, and along with the land, you're selling him 18 boxes of tissues. So you have to say, be kind of the land, and along with it, be kind of the 18 boxes of tissues. If you don't tell him what you mean kind of along with it, you're not kind of. But the Kiddush, what the Gemara is saying is, you have to say, and be kaina agav, along with it. I don't know what the exact translation, now here's where wording becomes important. By dintum? I would use agav, yes. I know what I
agav, right.
Yes. Dint means, I guess, agav. Yes, that's what Webster's must say. You know, I always said, Rabbi Heidemann told me a long time ago when I was a bacher, but difference doesn't make in which language you don't know what you're talking about.
The great revolution of our school over Fontino, I would in reading one language I didn't know, explained by another language I didn't know.
Rashi. Kalhani v'imay meyatzayin. Like Tani agabon kivtzayin, along with it. See, this is the problem. Imay means with it. That's not good enough. It has to be along. I don't want to use the word didn't. It means you have to express that the kinyan of one is the kinyan of the other. That the kinyan is agav. You can't say just and with it. I don't know. This is where wording becomes important. And if I knew what dit meant, I would use it. But I don't know what dit means. Even now, it's not part of my vernacular. You know, I will say the following. 1 second. Because that taught me, and it's so true, that if you have the right word, you save yourself 10 lines of explanation. And in this case, I'm talking around it. I don't have the right word, but I don't know what dit means. Yes?
To use it in a sentence would be, the goal was difficult, comma, but by dint of hard work, he achieved it. It is something which is consequential and something which leads to.
Oh, yeah, okay. But there's a difference between Imai and Agav. I just want to point that out.
Somebody is selling a karka for the shtar. Can you write these words inside the shtar? Should he write
these
words inside
the shtar? If that's going to be the way it's kind of, yes.
Does it work that way?
It works. You kind of karka in any way you're kind of karka. Along with that,
write the agav inside, not
trying to
proclaim it.
Well, if you write it, it's like, what difference does it make if you write it?
Yeah, okay.
Agav and Knei's not going on the original stuff.
No. Thank you. Ad Dama Knei, Hutzuch Leim Elacha Zechei B'Tefach Al Tefach L'Ploini, V'im Bay Mei Etzoyin Shebi Yadi, Shlayucha Lachzubi. You have to say, be kind of that piece of land. Interesting. He doesn't say you have to say be kind of 100 sheep. He says you have to, he had to say be kind of the tefach al tefach. See, because he didn't say that. He said tzvayni zeh l'ploini. He should have said be kind of tzvayni zeh and with it 100 sheep. He doesn't say that. So kindly is not going on the metalpun. And he's going on the land. Not like I said a minute ago. He has to tell him, acquire this piece of land. In the story of the person in Meduni, he did not tell him acquire this piece of land. He just said, this piece of land is for somebody. That's not an acquisition. There it is, we're not saying the whole story. He was telling the person, acquire this piece of land at Imai. And we're saying now that Imai is not enough. You need an agav because of the metalpa. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Ibai Elohu. Sada b'mechar metaltlim matana ma'u. What if you're selling the field, but you're giving the present the metaltlim? Meaning, can you connect a kinyan of a present together with a kinyan of a sale? We've proven that present and present work together, right? He was giving a present of a piece of land, and with that he was kaina agav. We learned that. And we also learned that sale and sale work together because he was selling the piece of land and along with that he was selling the shtar. I mean, that came along with the sale. How about if you're selling a land and giving the metalklin as a present? Can that work, Agav? Meaning, the kinyan is the same, but what you're doing is a different mechanism in the sense the one is a sale, one is a present. Look, the Gemara to the Pharisee Brisa. Hashema Isa Shani Yasid Lamud, Dasim Lakiv Ben Yosef, Kadesh Yiska Bar Laniyim, Makai Me Muskulai. Right? So we see that you can give.
Rabbi, did you skip?
Yep. I'm sorry, you're right. Isa Shani Yasid Lamud, Nasli Yeshua Makaima Muskala Shmamina. Meaning you rented out the land and gave the miser as a present. So here we have an agav of a sale, so rental is a kind of sale, a temporary sale, and along with it came a present. Rashi?
Is miser Levim a present?
What?
Miser Levim is a present.
Why not?
Because Levim owned it.
What?
They don't own it.
You get to choose which Levi to give it to, so you're giving that as a present. Sorry? Can't hear you.
Choosing a Levi is called a present?
Well, isn't it you're giving it to him?
It's close to Gemara. But if the lady's property, so it's not a brother.
It would depend what Dr. Schwab is trying to say. Without, I don't know if he's saying it or not, but that's what he... Is the Shiloh of Titus Hanoah's mammon or not?
Right.
Do I have an ownership? Is it considered that I own part of it because I have a right to direct which lady? It's machlokes in the Gemara, and that's called a item of value, the fact that I can pick the lady. So if you hold Titus Hanoah's mammon, for sure you're giving him something. You have a right to pick, which is a value of money, and you're giving it to him, so you are giving him a present. Your kasha would be a good kasha if you hold Titus Hanoah ain't a mammon. It's not considered any of value. So I don't really own anything. I have the right of direction. Why is that considered a present? L'chaira, you're not giving him anything. By separating the Meiser, it became property of the Levi, and he's just directing it to him. Why is that considered separation? Why is that considered a present? That's vital scholarship. I think it's a good question. I don't have a good answer offhand. Yes?
It's another Gemara. This person is in the separating house, and he has Meiser in front of him. A client should not come in and just take the... That's true. It can't be taken from him.
That's true, but the Gemara has a Shiloh, but that's called having any kind of ownership. The Gemara has a Shiloh. Titus Hanoah Mammon, Titus Hanoah Ain't a Mammon.
I mean, but the outcome, if I recall correctly, was from the case.
There's no outcome. It's a Machlokes.
So, okay.
What Feitel is asking is if it's not Mammon, so the owner doesn't really have any rights, except he has a right of direction, but it's not anything that he owns. So why should that be considered he's giving a present? The separation of the Meiser made it Mammon Leviim. And once it's Mammon Leviim, not giving him anything. That's the Shiloh. The Shiloh is, again, is for sure can be directed. The Gemara has a question whether that's called ownership or not. I don't want to get involved in that Shiloh. It's a Shiloh. Time is not a moment. Time is not a moment. And we're going to get it to Meshachem. We're going to get to it in Kedushin at the end of second parak. Nun Chesed and Beis. The Gemara will talk about Taivis and Amam and Taivis and Amam.
I can wait for the answer if you want, but I suppose the real question would be, can you betroth the woman?
Tomorrow's going to talk about it, so we'll leave the Gemara there. So Trashi. No Rashi. Is it? Yeah, Musker, Haino Mecher, Amai, sorry, Matana. Shmami, no, Nikdu, Matalto, the Matana, Agam, Karkas, Shomecher. Don't think of my right. Ibailahu. Sadal, Echar, Matalto, Yachar, Mahu. You want to give the field to Reuven and give the Matalto to Shimon. Now, Reuven can make a kinyan for Shimon, but he's making a kinyan for himself. Can Agav work for somebody else? And let me just point out what's happening in this Gemara. Agav is a very big chiddush. You're not making a kinyan in the item. It's a tag along. But it works. The question is, what are the parameters of that tag along? Usually, you make a kinyan, you make a ma'isa kinyan in the item. Here you're making a ma'isa kinyan in item A, which is working for item B. It's a chiddush. But the Torah said it. What do you mean, why? Because you're not being kind to item B. You're not doing anything.
Yeah, but the field is mine now.
Again, but why is the sheep yours?
My field is my field, so I'll chutzir, it'll work.
It's not in the chutzir. It's a down, it's 1,000 miles away.
I'm giving the field to...
The metalton is not on the field. That's how we pasuk it. We just pasuk it that way. And even if it were on the field... No, he's right. And even if it was on the field, the chatz is not a chatz of mishtameret, so it can't be kaida.
That's the answer.
Honestly, Rabbi Cohen.
That's answering my question.
Yes, I am answering your question.
Very good.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm allowed to have Rebbe answer me.
Yes. Yes. It's one of the rights of coming to this year. To the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. Yes.
Go along with the earlier statement that one word chosen correctly can obviate three paragraphs of lather. I don't like Rabbi Foreman's translation of Nagav as a dint. I think, would the word accessory to be better?
Again, Dr. Schwab, I will be very honest. I really don't know. Honestly, I told you I'm having trouble with the words, and I'm leaving it at that. I don't know. I don't know English well enough to comment whether accessory or dent. It's all French, not English. So I don't know.
Looking through Google, dent includes an aspect of force, and that does not seem to be.
No, it's not a force, no. Could be. Again, I will leave it there, and we'll go on.
I don't know. I would say
accessory. Anyway, the shayla is, what's the halacha? Tashema, Yisushani Amid Asad Lamud, Nasan Lakiva Be Yosef, Kedei, Sheyizka Bay Laniyim. Umekai my muscula. You're giving it to the Aniyim, and who's making the Maisa Kinyan on the land? Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is making the Maisa Kinyan on the land, and he's being kind of for the Aniyim. That means the Mecher, the rental, is done by Rabbi Akiva, and the present is done. I'm not interested in that now. We already said that works. And the present is being done to somebody else. So here you have Sadr Le'echad U'matalton Le'echar. Rabbi Akiva is not getting the Meiser Ani. Rabbi Akiva was a very wealthy man. He was being kainet for the poor people. And therefore, it's Matana Le'echad, I'm sorry, Sadr Le'echad U'matalton Le'echar. And for the Gemara, my Musker Le'Meiser, Rabbi Akiva was not renting it for himself. He was renting it for the poor. He was renting it for the poor. And by renting it for the poor, it was being rented to poor people who are being kind of the miser. So it's not a rental to one and the metalklim to the other. No. It's the rental and the metalklim to the poor people. Bibay Seima, Shiny Rabbi Akiva. The Yad Aniyim Haver. Rabbi Akiva is different. As a Gabbai Tzedakah, he is the Aniyim. Meaning, he's not being kind of for Aniyim. He's being kind of for himself in his role of Gabbai Tzedakah. And that's called giving it to Rabbi Akiva. Not for Rabbi Akiva to keep, but for Rabbi Akiva in his role of Gabbai Tzedakah. But it belongs to Rabbi Akiva at this moment. He's the Yad Aniyim. He's an extension of the Aniyim. He's not just being Zaycha for Aniyim. He is being Zaycha as Mr. Gabbai Tzedakah, who now will distribute the funds. Rashi. It's a big aside. It's saying Yad Aniyim gives Rabbi Akiva a right to be kinda for himself to distribute to Aniyim. Rashi. Zach Rashi. Sadr Le'echa L'Matatlan Le'achar. Yomer L'Bal HaSadr. K'ni HaSadr La'atzmecha. V'agabah Yiknu Matatlan L'Bloini. Be kinda to steal for yourself. And along with it, acquire metalim for somebody else. The Yad Aniyimu, Hayo Begabish Aniyim Hayo, Haruki Yadayim. Since he's, meaning anybody else being kind of an Aniyim would be a problem. But Rabbi Akiva had a separate role. Being a Gabbash Aniyim made him an extension of the Ani more than anybody else that's Zaycha for an Ani. Mashayin came Ba'achar.
If it's a schus for the person, why would it be shaleh if it doesn't work?
That's what I tried to answer before. Because agav is a very big chiddush. That I can be kind of land and with it be kind of metalim.
And once you know that, though, then...
No, but the question is, what are the parameters of that? Maybe the Torah meant it only if it's yourself. The source of it is he gave land with metalim. Doesn't say metalim was yourself. Now, logically, you could say, well, if it works, it works. On the other hand, you can say, this is a chiddush, it's limited by the parameters that Tyra set. We tried to prove it, and we got out of the proof. Yes, Doctor?
I'm still forming this, but is this statement he made about Rabbi Akiva being Gavit Stuck, therefore he's the Yad of the Aniyim, is this similar to if you want to give someone a present before Shabbos, you can give it to someone else?
No, it's not. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
It's much more than Shchiya. Anybody can be kind of Aniyim. You want to give tzedakah and you give it to me to be kind of for tzedakah, I'm kind of for tzedakah.
Okay.
But I'm not their yad. I don't have the power of being them. I can do things for them. Rabbi Akiva became, that's what I was trying to answer. Rabbi Akiva became an extension of them, more so than anybody else did tzedakah. It's not Kamina. It's not Matan. It's not for somebody else. It's for him. The Gemara is saying, you can't prove from here that you can give the land to one and the metalton to the other. Because you're not giving it metalton to the other.
Okay.
You're giving metalton to the same person. Rabbi Akiva. He is being kind of it for himself as a Gavet Tzedakah.
Thank you very much.
For himself?
I said, for himself as a Gavet Tzedakah.
Meaning, if something would happen to it, does he have to repay the Aniyim?
That's an interesting question. The answer is probably not because you're not a Shomer for Aniyim, but it's a different halacha. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara is saying. I'm reading the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is saying here, without me being able to bring exact, you know, again, that Rabbi Akiva is more than a yad, more than a regular shchiyah. Gemara is answering Rabbi Akiva is different than if you would do it. Why is Rabbi Akiva different than you? You can be kind of friendly him. Rabbi Akiva can be kind of friendly him. The Gemara says, by him being a god by tzedakah, again, I'm reading a Gemara, by him being a god by tzedakah, he's not a regular Zaycha. It's not somebody else. It's the same person. I'm sorry?
He was in a boat with him, right?
Yeah.
So he had no access to the Aniyim at that moment either.
Doesn't make a difference.
So he could have given it to the other person on the boat.
No, the other person was in a Gabbai.
I understand that, but if Rabbi
Akiva
wasn't there, he could have given it to the other
one. Then it would have been a shayla of the karka to one and the other. We had a shayla. Can agav work if you give the land to A and the metalpon to B?
Right.
And we wanted to prove it to the fact that that's what Rabbi Gamliel did. And we're answering that Gamliel did not give metalpon to B. He gave the land and the metalpon to A.
If he would have given it to B,
then it would have been a shayla in the Gemara, whether it works or not.
It would have still been a...
That's the Shaila in the Gemara. We haven't proven it.
Therefore,
he is A. He's not a different person. It's not that you're giving the land to Rabbi Akiva and the Maisa to Aniyim. You're giving the Maisa to Rabbi Akiva. As Yad Aniyim, he's being kind. Again, the exact wording we'll leave for the word expert. What? No, this is not Dintav. This is not Dintav, yes?
Don't make fun of the word.
Yes, doctor.
Where's that feeling?
Actually, to extend Avram's question, that the next step would be, if God forbid, Rabbi Akiva died, would this go to his children?
No.
Why not?
As role of God by Tzedakah, he can't use it for himself. Not personal.
So even though he personally is an extension of him,
exactly, but it's not his. This is the problem. Again, this is the issue here. I'm asking.
This is a beautiful couple of lines.
I
mean, this is very nice.
Is it a given that Sheikh and Akbar could be done for an Acher? You could.
Absolutely. That's Chia.
But maybe Agav doesn't have that power.
That's the Shaila. I'll say more. If you want to give the land and the Metalton to be, it can make the Kenyan.
Because.
It's talking about the side of Vanav.
But that Agav is working for the third party? For the
Agav is working for the same party that's getting the land.
Here we're taking land to one, but... And then.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I think...
Yes, thank you.
It's not that he's getting it. At the end of the day, both the lease and the agav is going to the poor. Unless Rebbe said it was, it's both going to him. I thought that meant he owns both. Okay, I misunderstood. I don't know. From what I understood is both, even the lease part It's not even his.
That was the first answer.
What?
That was the first answer in the Gemara.
That's not the second answer?
No, well, you're then saying the same thing.
All right, so leasing the land to him was tenth of the fourth.
What? Arshko says what?
The Adanian.
He says leasing the land to him is what?
Tantamount, exactly like leasing it to the fourth.
That's what he says? So he says like Abraham, not like me. I didn't understand it that way. To me, Rashi says, to me, I understood that he was, maybe that's the pshat. I retract. If, you know, I'm not going to argue with Arshko on this because Arshko makes it less chiddishdik. Arshko is saying Rabbi Akiva is renting it for the poor, not for himself. So it becomes like he is not getting it himself, he's getting it for the poor. I might be shot. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not going to argue.
It's also Rabbi David Foreman who deserves credit.
No,
the person in the text is Rabbi David Foreman.
Fine. I hear it. I hear it.
You can call him in.
He used to live in Cleveland. Harvey, yeah.
When was
that? I think 4 years ago he lived there. Wasn't there a foreman lived in your block?
He married my neighbor. Right. He didn't live here, but...
Oh, okay. Married your neighbor, that was it. I knew he had shotguns to Harvey.
Harvey?
And he's now he's all common. Okay. Maybe that's right. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll take that. Abram, thank you very much for bringing it up.
No,
I want to give you credit. Bye, Jim. Not to get my advice. And I'm going to look it up. I understood it the other way, but I might be wrong. Amar Rava, Boy Shanu El Shinasa de Mekulam. When does Agav work? If you paid for the Matar, again, if it's a sale, and if it's a present. If it's a sale, you must pay the guy for the Metalkulam. I would like nothing to Mekulam, but cut out Kanega myself. Let's say, you're buying a piece of land, and with the piece of land, 100 sheep. So you go and you tell the guy, here I am buying the piece of land, right, with chazakah, with shtar, with kesef, but you have to pay everything. Then it shows gemiras das. If you're only paying for the land and you're not paying for the metalklin, it doesn't work. Because there's no gemiras das, the Ran says. Because if you're not paying for the metalklin, we don't trust that the seller meant to give you the metalklin 100%. Even though he said the words, we say there's no gemiras das. Why would the guy sell metalklin and not get the money now? If he gets the money, then what is the kinyan? Kesef doesn't work on metalklin. So by being kind of the land, I'll give you kind of the metalklin. But if you're not paying for it, we say there's no gemiras das. Rashi. Loi shanu de metalklum niknu b'chazaka de karka. El shanasnoi de mei kola metalklum v'a karka. You paid for everything. Dechi agzike be karka adai to the mikti kulei. Agzike. You want to give him the whole thing. Ava loi nasnoi de mei kola metalklum. Loi kola metalklum b'chazaka de karka. El keneged mi yaisaf. You're not kaina the metalklum with the chazaka. Only the amount you paid. You can't get these metalklum if you didn't pay for it, because we say even though the guy said the words, we know it's a big chiddush that there's a lack of gemiras das, that he's really not gemiras das to give it to him.
Contract says 100 sheep.
He didn't pay for it, so we say it's not.
It's in the contract.
Then
he gave you the money. It's in the contract. We agreed on it.
No, it could be with the contract. Actually, talking about chazaka. So you're asking would the same halacha be true by shtar? That's what you're asking. I don't know. But let me take a look and see what they say. I don't know. I hear the question.
Mm-hmm.
So he learns the Gemara, by the way, of Shani Rabbi Akiva Yadaniyim, different than both of the Pshatim we said. He says Rabbi Akiva was Zeichel the Meiser Ani. He got the land and the Meiser Ani. He was Zeichel the Meiser Ani because he's considered like Daniyim. So both were given, like I said, like both were given to Rabbi Akiva. That's how he learns. Not like Archgrove. Achoikis, the Basifta, and Archgrove. Now going back to here.
Could be.
So you're asking, what would be if it's a star? What would be if the guy would do a star? I think the Gemara is going to address it. You know, let's do Gemara. I think it might be addressed in the next week of Gemara. If not, we'll come back to it. So the Gemara by the Tanya Kavasa the Rav. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but I think let's do the Gemara.
What can you repeat the question? The
question is, if you write a star, and in the star you say you're including the Metaltlin, does he also have to pay for the Metaltlin? Is star bigger than verbal in the fact of Kamira's Das here?
Using the star to buy
the land, and with it, the Metaltlin. Tanya Kavasa the Rav. Money has a power that star doesn't have. Star has a power that money doesn't have. Shakesef paid them by hegdeshus and maaser sheni. You can redeem hegdish and maaser sheni by paying for it. You can't write a star to hegdish an IOU. It doesn't work. Maaser can be star. But yavakayach star, shastar baitzi bebas yisrael. A star has an ability to effect a divorce. Moshe can't be kesef. Can't divorce your wife with money. You can divorce her with a star. They both have more power than chazakah. And chazakah has a power that they both don't have. Both of them, meaning kesef and star, are ways to acquire an eved ivri. Moshe can't be chazakah. You cannot acquire an Eved Ivri through Chazak. Eved Ivri through Chazak. Not an Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri. Yavakai Chazaka. Chazaka, Mocha Loi Esther Sundas Esther Medinas. If you sold him 10 fields around the world, okay? You sold him one field in Cleveland Heights, and one field in China, and one field in Mongolia, and one field in Vietnam, and one field in Thailand, right? So you're selling him fields all across the world. And he makes a chazaka, kibush shehechzik ba'achas mehem, konam kulam. He makes a chazaka. One of them, he's kind of others. Right? He can be kind of all the others. Whereas, by kesef, right, he wouldn't be making a chazaka. It wouldn't work from one to the other. He would be paying, let me read the next line. The medzvar mamurim, when is this true? Finas le dmei kulam. The only time one chazak in this field can work across the globe is when he paid for it. But if he didn't pay for it, and didn't, oh, can I just, give me a second. If he didn't pay for it, then he can't be kind of 10 fields by making a kinyan in this field. Because it can't work unless you paid for it. Now, Zrektaisis, you're kind of with kesef if you paid for it.
Oh.
You don't need chazaka. You paid for it. Zrektaisis is in a city where they don't do kinyan kesef. The kesef is not viewed as a final kinyan. We had that before. There are places that kesef is not viewed as a final kinyan. That's what Taisis speaks out. So therefore, you're relying on chazaka. What, I'm sorry? Again, I'm not sure what you're asking, but
those places where kesef wasn't enough, so they had it recorded in shtar.
Or chazaka. Why not? It didn't say chazaka doesn't work.
Kesef doesn't work in shtar.
Why is that better than Kesef and Shtar? It says, Yadvakaya Chazaka. Chazaka has a power that's stronger. That you can sell 10 fields across 10 countries and make a Chazaka in one and be kind of the other. See, Shtar and Kesef don't have that power. Because Shtar, you would have to write, I'm being machna all 10. So the Shtar would be on each individual one. What we're saying is, you're only making a chazak in one. See, we're contrasting here. If I pay for one, I don't get all 10. King and Kesef. I only get the one I paid for. If I write a star for one, I don't get all 10. If I write a star for 10, then the star was written on each one. That's not... Chazakah, if I make the chazak in one, it works for all 10. So, Chazakah has a power that you can do a kinyan in one and it works for others. Whereas Kesef and Shtar, you can't pay one land and be kind of 10 lands. You can't pay write one star on one land and be kind of 10 lands. You would have to enunciate that this is the star for each one of the lands. So that means you're writing a star in each land. Or by Kesef, you would have to pay for each land. So then you're paying for each land. We're talking the place where Kesef doesn't work. So you need a kinyan of chazaka. The chiddush is, if the guy paid, and you verbally say that the chazaka on field A should work for the other 9 fields spread around the globe, it works. Now, what we want to prove from here is the concept that Gemira's Das needs money. That without money, there's no Gemira's Das on 10 lands. If you make a chazaka in land A, it only works on the other 9 if you paid for it. But if you didn't pay for it, we say it doesn't work. What do you mean? The guy said. Not Gemira's Das. That's what we want to compare to what we just said over here. That if you don't pay for it, Agav is not enough. It doesn't show Gemira's Das. Let me explain. If I make a chazak and I didn't pay for it on this field, it's my field. I owe the money. Again, if I'm kind of something your field b'chazaka, and I didn't pay for it, but I made the kinyan. It's because I want to buy 10 fields of one chazaka, or 2 fields of one chazaka, make no difference, or 100 fields of one chazaka. That needs an extra showing of Gemira's Das. If I sell Dr. Harris my field, and he makes a chazaka, it's his. He owes me the money. He was kind of a chazaka, and now he owes me the money. Just like when I go into the grove, in halachic, I'm not talking about American law, and I'm kind of by mashicha. I pick up the item to make it mine. It's mine, and I owe the money. That's how it works. Again, I'm not getting involved in American law now, right? That's halacha. You can make a kinyan without paying for it. Right? Now, the Gemara said before by Shtar, we had earlier, by Shtar, we said there's no Gemira's Das, so he pays for it. We said that by Shtar. We did not say that by Chazaka. Now, here we're saying that even Chazaka can't work on other fields till it's paid for.
But that's the strength of Chazaka.
Exactly. But if you didn't pay for it, there's no Gemira's Das. So you're asking if you pay for it, what I need Chazaka for. Right? That's Tyson's discussion. If I paid for it, I already made the kinyan on each one.
And if you didn't pay for it?
We say it's no Gemira's Das.
From the
mind. Meaning a kinyan has.
Make a kinyan on one and you acquire them all.
Okay, so let's go back. Okay, let's go back a little. I'm going to try to explain what I'm trying to say. At the beginning of the week, or in the middle of the week, we had a Gemara that even though Kesef is kind of land, if it's a place they write Shtaris, he's not kind until the Shtar is written. What do you mean? He made the Kenyan. And he said, I want to buy it. So he explained then that a Kenyan works because it shows us a total final commitment to the sale. And in cities where they write a Shtar, saying you're buying it with money is not a final commitment. Because it's self-understood that a Shtar has to come. That means Kenyan, besides being an act of acquisition, it has to be an act that shows final decision to make that sale. And sometimes I can make the act and it doesn't show us the final commitment of the sale, and therefore the Kenyan doesn't work. Stop a second. I'm just saying one. The Gemara also said that when you buy a land with Shtar, Shmuel said, it doesn't work unless you pay. What do you mean? You bought the land with Shtar. The Shtar says, I am selling the land. He took the Shtar. It's his land. So Shmuel said, no. Till you pay, the Shtar is not kind. Because it's self-understood that it's not showing finality of sale till the money passes hands. The guy doesn't mean it until he gets the money. He said it. He doesn't mean it. That's what Shmuel said on that Chavav and Aleph. We talked about that. Let's not mix Cholent and Kishka. Let's stick to one subject. Now the Gemara is expanding that same thing. If I tell you, I'm telling you, sending 10 fields, and you make a chazaka, it does not show finality of commitment unless I got the money. Just like when I write a star and you didn't pay for it, it doesn't show finality of commitment till I get the money.
Even at one field?
By star, it's even at one field. We don't know. This Gemara doesn't say it about one field. The Gemara only says it by 10 fields. That means sometimes an act of acquisition has to be stronger to prove Gemara's Das. And the Brice is saying, yes, I can make a chazaka be kind of 10 lands with one chazaka. But there has to be Gemira's Das. And without cash, there's no Gemira's Das. Now, if this were a matana, where no money is necessary, right? So that's a different story. Right? Tyson speaks that out. The matana, it works even without any other thing. So if I want to give you a 10 lands as a present, then making a chazaka one is kind of all 10. There's no lack of Gemira's Das. When you gotta get paid, automatically we hear red flag. Where, you know, the guy is not willing to sell without seeing cash. We saw it by Shtar. We saw it by Kesef without Shtar. We're seeing it now, in this case, by Kesef without Chazaka. Now, Dr. Harris is asking me, how about Chazaka without Kesef on one field? I don't prove it. In this Gemara's Mashmeh would work. Because the Gemara only says it on 10 fields. Right. That's because it's one big field. If they're adjoining, then it's not 10 fields. Correct.
Now, Rabbi, I was bothered by something.
Yeah, what were you bothered by?
I was saying, contrasting.
By the way, to Rashi. Rashi's going to say what you just said. I'm sorry?
Kesef, Shtar helps Bas go to Bas Yisrael, right? And then they say the two that we put in the name, Kohen and Bevan Ivri, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they say Be'isha? To contrast that with Chazaka, we've been talking about ladies. Why are we going to Evan Ivry now for a second? Is it because what would be a Chazaka in an Evan Ivry?
Making it work for you.
So if I
the concern would have been for the lady if I couldn't say chazaka because she has to get something.
No, I think you couldn't say chazaka by a lady because a lady doesn't belong to you. You can't be kind of lady because chazaka, not because chazaka doesn't work. It's because it's not the kind of kinyan you're doing. You're buying her the marital rights. You're not buying her ownership. You don't own her. And Maisi Daim and all those things are rabbinic. Biblically speaking, when a person gets married, his only rights in his wife are the fact that she belongs to him for Isser purposes. She doesn't belong for him for any monetary purposes. So chazaka doesn't even do what you're supposed to do. What she's supposed to do, work for you? It's not part of being a lady. An eved works for you. So there'll be a havamin in chazaka works. There's no havamin in chazaka works by a woman.
Is it because she's not getting anything?
Yes, if you want to say that, you can say that. I'm answering you, I think, a more basic answer. It doesn't apply to a lady. There's no way to do chazaka by a lady. Unless you want to say B is the chazaka, you are kinder of a B'ya.
Oh, so people say B is chazaka?
I said if you're going to tie into the B is the way you use a wife, and therefore that's a chazaka, you are kinder that way. I didn't say B is chazaka. I said, chazaka doesn't apply. Yes, doctor.
This does go back to a discussion that you and I had many times over a number of years. Until I hit a gemara which says specifically that you don't own a wife, you don't buy a wife. But in this case, I mean, you don't really buy an eved ivri either. You don't own an eved ivri. An eved ivri is a servant.
Yeah, but you buy the rights to his work. It's a different story. He can't quit. You have a goof and carpenter, the Gemara said. You own the Eben Ivri. Okay, let's do Rashi at least. Dr. Rashi. Vaishanu, the Metalplin nickname because I'm going to Karka, or Shinosmoy to make call a Metalplin. That Karka, he asks to get a Karka, a dietal McNicula, he wants to be Makna all of it, Aksake. Have a loin asloid to make all Metalplin, the Karka Metalplin, the Kazaka, the Karka, the Karka, the Karka, the only what he paid for. Star ain't pointed by Ignatius and Master Shady. Bukhairis Navkalum, Beparakash, Bukhairis Lanakla. We learned that out in Bukhairis the Siv, Bukhesev. Hegdish the Siv and us and our Kesev become light. It's very interesting. That pussy gets quoted all the time that doesn't exist. There is no pussy for us and our Kesev become light. Tysus says in multiple places in Shas that it's a combination of Sukkim. There is no pussy says for us and our Kesev become light. But the Gemara and Rashi and all these people always quote it. But it's no such pussy. It's a combination of Sukkim. But my Shashani, the Siv, Tartar Kesev. Davar sheyesh b'tzura, haynu matbeya, it has to have a tzura, picture, a form, and that's a coin. Vayitzi b'bas yishol, get isha. Kesev shtar kaitim eben ivri, b'pirkin yafin liel, we learned it out before, and we will start on the Gemara in the Amud Beis, and Mer Shem on Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.